This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pipeline cyber attack.
The implications for our national security cannot be overstated.
Birthday party mass murder.
This is terrible for a lot of people in a lot of ways.
Derby winning trainer under fire.
I got the biggest gut punch for something that I didn't do.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, gas prices could inch higher soon as thousands of miles of the Colonial Pipeline remain shut down because of a ransomware attack. CBS News senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge has the latest.
Cyber attack shuttered more than 5,000 miles of a pipeline that carries about 45% of fuel consumed on the East Coast after hackers breached Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline's computer system.
Ransomware is a national security threat.
Chris Krebs, the former director of Homeland Security's Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency, says a criminal gang with links to Moscow is a leading suspect.
There is a ransomware crew known as DarkSide. They use kind of a double technique of both locking up the networks and demanding ransom, but as well as exfiltrating or taking sensitive data out of the company.
Colonial runs pipelines from Houston, Texas to Linden, New Jersey. Some smaller lateral lines are now restored, but not the main lines.
Now to Colorado Springs, where six adults were shot and killed at a birthday party in a mobile home. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger says the motive for the attack is not clear.
Friends, family members, and neighbors huddled in the cold, embracing with tears. The victims were gathered together for a birthday party. Police say the boyfriend of one of the women drove to the trailer park, burst into the home, and opened fire, taking his own life as well.
Friday was the busiest day at U.S. airports in more than a year. More people traveling as pandemic restrictions ease up. On NBC's Meet the Press, Dr. Anthony Fauci indicated mask rules may become more relaxed in the months ahead, but masks may be part of our lives long term.
It is conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, that during certain seasonal periods when you have respiratory-borne viruses like the flu, people might actually elect to wear masks to diminish the likelihood that you'll spread these respiratory-borne diseases.
The FDA could move to okay the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds later on this week. A Republican Party battle is expected to play out further in a few days, a test of former President Trump's grip on the party. Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger tells Face the Nation he envisions the Titanic.
We have a band playing on the deck telling everybody it's fine. And meanwhile, as I've said, you know, Donald Trump's running around trying to find women's clothing and get on the first lifeboat. And I think there's a few of us that are just saying, guys, this is not good.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the top Republican in the House is preparing for a vote to remove the number three leader, Wyoming's Liz Cheney.
We need a conference that's united. That's why we need a conference chair that is delivering that message day in and day out and uniting the nation.
New York's Elise Stefanik, an ardent Trump supporter, has been endorsed by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and former President Donald Trump.
This is also about being one team, and I'm committed to being a voice and being sending a clear message that we are one team.
Cheney is seen as more conservative than Stefanik. An analysis shows Cheney voted with the former president more than 90% of the time, but her consistent criticism of Mr. Trump's baseless claims of election fraud and her vote to impeach him after the January 6th Capitol attack have led to infighting within the party.
Well, Churchill Downs has suspended trainer Bob Baffert, and his horse that won the Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirit, is at the center of an investigation after a failed drug test. CBS's David Bagno says it could lead to disqualification.
Medina Spirit has won the Kentucky Derby! It was a record-setting seventh Kentucky Derby win for trainer Bob Baffert.
I feel horrible for the horse. The horse doesn't deserve this.
Right after the race, Medina Spirit underwent a drug test. Baffert says the results revealed a higher-than-allowed amount of betamethasone. That is an injectable corticosteroid, which is used to treat inflammation.
Bob, has this horse, Medina Spirit, ever been treated with this particular drug before?
He's never been treated, and that's the scary part. That's a trainer's worst nightmare.
Bob Baffert has been hit with at least 30 medication violations. Five of those happened in just the last year across three different states. Now, several were overturned on appeal.
The Taliban say they will take part in a three-day ceasefire to mark the end of Ramadan. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Kabul says it comes after the weekend attack on a girls' school that left more than 60 people dead.
With her extensive internal injuries, doctors aren't sure whether 14-year-old Maryam is going to make it. They do know that 18-year-old Habiba will not. By fate alone, Zainab happened to be further back from classmates who died on the spot. She told us she doesn't understand why someone would want to kill her. I think they just don't want us to study. Zainab told us she doesn't know what happened to her friends, and she's determined to return to school when she can.
You won't be afraid.
No, if I get scared, they'll hit us again, she said. Then I won't be able to study.
In Israel, violence at a disputed holy site.
Israeli police clashed with Palestinian stone throwers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa here in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. It follows a weekend of riots and comes as Israel celebrates Jerusalem Day. Police fear parades by flag-waving Israelis in the disputed old city will stoke even more violence. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
China says most of its wayward rocket that raised concern burned up in the atmosphere, but there were pieces that made it to Earth and ended up in the Indian Ocean near the Maldives early yesterday. NASA says China is failing to meet responsible standards regarding rocket debris. In Florida, an elementary school principal won't face criminal charges for hitting a student with a paddle. It was recorded by the six-year-old girl's mother as she watched. Punishment for computer damage. Officials say no crime was committed. Spankings under state law are not considered child abuse. Looks like some old toys may get a new life.
Barbie Color Reveal, all new Shimmer Series.
Mattel is launching a take-back program to recover and reuse old dolls and toys holed up in closets and chests collecting dust.
He's a Yeti catcher.
USA Today says next year's Matchbox Tesla Roadster will be the first in a series of 99% recycled and certified carbon-neutral mini-vehicles.
You can join the alien agency.
You can get free shipping labels to send in old toys at Mattel.com/playback. For now, only Barbie's Matchbox and Megatoys are being accepted. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Amazon says it blocked 10 billion suspected counterfeit items from being sold on its site last year, up about 67% from the year before. The company says it destroyed 2 million phony products sent to its warehouses before they could be sold. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.